Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Good man. You can have 7 degrees, but that doesn't make you a good man, not to God's standards. You could be popular, but that doesn't make you a good man. You can be smooth in your actions, but that doesn't make you a good man. You could be rich, but that doesn't make you a good man. You could be 6 foot tall, got a six pack, 200 pounds. I thought the ladies was grinning off of that one. But that doesn't make you a good man. I should have said a good person, but see, in his Bible, when he said a good man, he was gender friendly. You know, it's a good woman, a good young man, a good boy, a good girl. You know, so I'm going to start changing to a good person. The steps of a good person is ordered by the Lord. So when you're a good person, that you have a heart of love and a life of service. When you're a good person, you don't sell your soul for a paycheck. When you are a good person, others become better because they are in your presence. When you are a good person, you can lose your job and you try again and fail, try again, fail, try again, fail, try again, fail. But see, in all that, Father, you know that in your weakness, He is strong. You know, God's time is not our time. His ways is not our ways. So you shouldn't give up. We should just continue to keep trying. And sooner or later, He may not come when we want Him. But He's always on time. You can work hard, say you can be a good person. You work hard not to be a bad person. You can be, when you're a good person, money is a tool and not as your God. When you are a good person, you consider other people's feelings and not your own. When you're a good person, the fruit of the Spirit shows up in your life. When you're a good person, when you hear of someone making a mistake, you don't judge them. You hold them up in prayer. Because it's them today, but tomorrow, it just might be you. When you're a good person, you work to become a better person than you were yesterday. Each day, you work at trying to get better and better each day. When you're a good person, It doesn't mean that you're perfect. Amen. It just means you're making progress.
Yes, sir.
When you're a good person, you don't mind apologizing to your wife, to your children, or your service supervisor, because being at peace is better than being right. The steps of a good person is ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good person is ordered by the Lord. You know, I like reading different books of the Bible and different Bibles. In the Message, I like the way the Message put it. They say, stalwart walks in steps with God. Now, you know, stalwart, that's when a person is loyal to what they're doing. So it's a stalwart walks in step with God, his path blazed by God, for he's happy. If he stumbles, he's not down for long. And say, God has a grip on his hand. I like the way they put that one. You know, the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Now, when you say the word order, you know, it means to be established, make firm. That's order, the Hebrew meaning of that. Steps mean the course of your life, what you're going through. You know, there are two blessings that comes out of that passage. It says, for every step, there's grace. It's grace because when you're doing God's will, his way, you know, he rejoices in it. He delights in it. You know, so he feels obligated to give you a blessing, whatever you need at the time that and whatever you're going through. But see, I experienced that. You know, I've met a lot of people when I was young. You know, I used to like to try to hang out with older persons, you know, older people, because I learned from them. You know, and I've once was young, but now I'm old. You know, I never seen the righteous forsaken. I've seen presidents come and go. I've seen supervisors come and go. Like I said, I never seen a righteous, a true righteous person forsaken. And God can't lie. He's gonna do just what he said. We just have to have the faith in God and trust in his word and be patient and wait on the Lord. You know, I've seen a lot of people, you know, like I said, come and go. I've seen a lot of good people, you know, but there's another person that was a good person. He stepped out of eternity.
Yes, sir. What did you say?
And he stepped into time.
Yes, sir.
He stepped out of royalty, and he stepped into poverty. He stepped into Mary's womb. He stepped out of Mary's womb. He stepped into synagogues and taught. He stepped into the water and was baptized. He stepped into the deserts to be tested by the devil. He stepped on the water. And he walked on the water. He reached down and he saved the man. Oh, Peter. Yeah. He stepped one day into this reception, this wedding reception. And he changed water into wine. He stepped into a grave and he raised a natural man. He stepped on a hill called Calvary. They hung him. They hung him high. Oh, the devil was getting glad. They thought they had him. They stretched him wide. He hung his head and he died. They thought they had him. But then when that happened, the sun got shy and he hid behind the clouds. Then over in the curtains up in the holies of holies, it tore from the top to the bottom. Then one day he died. He died on that Friday. He stayed there all day Friday. All Friday night. Then he stayed there all Saturday. All Saturday night. Then on Sunday, early Sunday morning, he rose. He stepped out the grave. When he stepped out the grave, he stepped out and had all power in his hands. One day, that's not the end of it. One day, he stepped to the door of Michael's heart. And knock. I went to the door. I opened the door. And when I opened the door, he came into my life. And when he came into my life, I was better. He made it better than I was before. He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. I used to wonder why. Why I hadn't done it long time ago. But sometimes we have to go through some things in our life, to get where we are today. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. That's a promise, y'all. That's a promise. God will. If we are saved and been born again, God will. I don't care what's going on in your life. Just remember, God will take care of you.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Good morning, this is Kimberly Davis. Long time no hear from, but I'm still here by the grace of God. I've been healed from breast cancer, and I am back, and I am so happy to be on the radio today. It's been almost a year, but I thank God that he kept me another day. May you all have a blessed day and a blessed week, and may God keep you, is my prayer.